Earth and Sky.
Today, Zheng Bin at the International School of Tianjin in northern China asks the scientists about our atmosphere.
Will there be more pollution in the future?
To help answer this question, EarthSky went to atmospheric scientist Ralph Kahn at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland.
That's a very good question, and it depends a lot on the choices that we make.
Kahn said that in developing nations like China, more pollution can come from an increasing demand for energy, but people can create better fuels that make less pollution.
Particles in the atmosphere live for about a week before they're rained out, typically. So if we have less sulfur-containing fuels that we burn, then sulfate particles, the particles that end up in the atmosphere when you burn fossil fuels, within a very short period of time, they will be removed from the system.
So, Zheng Bin, the answer is that people can work to reduce pollution.
The adage about reduce, reuse, recycle, I think, captures a lot of what we can do as individuals. I certainly am hopeful that we will take the steps needed to reduce pollution in our atmosphere and to make the planet a better place for us to live.
This program was made possible in part by the Monsanto Fund. This is Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.